The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the Golden Age of Radio, Johnny Hicks is your host for the Columbia Country Caravan, featuring Lefty Frizzell, Ray Price, and Betty Johnson. We'll also hear from Goodman and Jane Ace on the comedy program Easy Aces. Stay tuned for the Golden Age of Radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, Goodman puts Jane on a budget and takes charge of household expenses on the comedy program Easy Aces. Right now, Johnny Hicks is your host for the Columbia Country Caravan, featuring Lefty Frizzell, Ray Price, and Betty Johnson, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
From deep in the heart of Texas to all you folks from coast to coast, here comes Columbia's Country Caravan. Friends and neighbors, this is Johnny Hicks introducing Columbia's Country Caravan, featuring five of America's outstanding folk music recording artists and starring the young man whose first three Columbia records are now three of the biggest hits in the whole hillbilly world, Lefty Frizzell.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go a honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll make all the nice spots, dance to the music fine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time.
That was great, sure enough. You know, I know that thousands of folks from coast to coast have that record at home and play it all the time, but you know, there's just nothing like hearing you sing it in person.
Thanks, Johnny. That song was plenty lucky for me.
Yes, sir. You know, I've been dreaming up hillbilly songs for a long time myself. It's a shame I didn't think of that one first. Did you work on it very long?
I'd say about 30 minutes. I wrote it one day on the way to Dallas from way out in West Texas.
Well, man alive. There's a ride that really paid off, didn't it? I tell you, Lefty, seriously, though, you ought to write all your songs riding around in a car, you know? Yes, sir, I really mean it, too. They come out just right.
Yeah, well, thank you, Johnny. I mean it by having lots of good old talent down here in this part of the country.
Well, son, you can't pick any argument with me about that. You take this here band, for instance, Light Crust Doughboys, famous all over the world.
Yeah, but what about that long, tall fellow over there?
Oh, you mean Billy Walker?
Sure, you ought to hear him sing Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Now, man, that's a good idea. Here's another Columbia recording artist and Beautiful Brown Eyes.
I love you with all of my heart. Tomorrow we should have been married, but liquor has kept us apart.
Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Single again. A girl never knows of her troubles until she has married a man. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. I'll never love blue eyes again.
A good job, tall boy.
Well, thanks, short boy.
You got a Columbia record out on that song, haven't you?
Yep, and there's a song I wish I'd written.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But I heard you fellas talking about some of the talent down here. Have you heard Columbia's newest recording artist?
Who is that?
Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, sure, Billy. I've heard him. You know, I think I was the first disc jockey to play his first release down here. Here's Leroy Jenkins with a terrific new tune called I'm Crying, But Nobody Cares.
I'm crying, but nobody cares. My heart is broken, a veil of mourning it wears. sunshine and left me the rain. You don't want me anymore, so your cheated heart declares I'm crying, but nobody.
You know, I ain't no expert, but it sure don't take one to be able to pick that song for a real winner, Leroy.
Uh-oh.
Hey!
Talking about all these hillbillies, these recordings. I say, everybody thinks I'm a hillbilly, but I ain't.
No, you ain't.
No, I'm a Mountain William.
Oh, well.
Boy, that's good. I've been running so fast, huh? My breath coming in short pants.
Yeah, well, I see. Yeah. You mean you're a little out of wind?
Yeah, no, the wind's out of me.
Toby, listen, I've been wondering for a long time, what is your full name, Toby?
Yeah. First name's Toby. Oh, my last name's Tolliver.
Yeah. Tolliver.
Toby Tolliver. Tolliver.
Yeah.
Toby Tolliver. Yeah. Everybody in the family's name's Tolliver, Johnny, but everybody, my Paul's name's Tolliver, and my brother, everybody's name's Tolliver, but Ma, and her name is Green.
Now, wait a minute.
That's right. Her name's Green.
How in the world did that ever happen?
Well, Ma married again, and I didn't.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sure full of them tonight, ain't I? Yes, sir. Yes. Say, do you know what I run up here for, Johnny? I wanted to tell you, you know the Crump boys living over there on the second hill,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you know old lady Crump died. The Crump boys took old lady Crump to town to bury her, and the Board of Health wouldn't let them do it.
Now, tell me, Toby, why wouldn't the Board of Health let them bury her?
She wasn't dead.
Johnny,
that little old dog, when I was coming in here, is that your puppy out there?
Yeah, isn't he cute?
Oh, pretty thing.
He's tame, too. He'll eat right out of your hand.
He
loves children.
Yeah, old lady Brown said she was missing two of hers. That's the truth.
No, honest to God. Well, you saw him when you yourself. He come wagging his tail, you know.
Yeah, he is barking, too. And I don't know which end to believe.
Toby.
Well, I got to go find Elmer.
You know who?
Elmer. Me and him was up on the barn a while ago, and Elmer, he fell off and fell right in a barrel of turpentine.
Oh, no. Really? Did it hurt him?
I don't know. We ain't caught him yet.
Goodness gracious, I tell you, that Toby Tolliver. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what's going on? What's all the fuss about anyway, Smokey?
Well, Johnny, the Doughboys were having a little argument about who was going to take the lead on our band, too.
Well, tell me, did they settle it? They get it straightened out?
Well, I don't know. Let me see. How about it, fellas?
Oh, huh? I'll take the lead.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa! Hold everything. Take it easy now. You fellas know it ain't polite to argue in public now. Now, wait a minute. Well, what's the verdict, Smokey?
Well, they agree to disagree.
Oh, fine.
But we'll settle it later if we can play now.
Okay, that's a square deal. Take your best, old boys. Let her rip. Here we go.
Thank you.
telling you, if those fellas can play like that when they got an argument going on, I hope they never do settle up things. Ain't that right, Lefty?
Oh, they don't mean nothing, Johnny. They didn't get any lines to read, so they figured they'd get in the act anyway.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Lefty. You know, I think I'll write them a love scene next time. Say, wait a minute, though. Before you wander off again, how about singing us another Lefty Frizzell special, huh?
Well, I got another song I wrote.
Yeah, I know, while you was riding in from West Texas, huh?
How'd you know that?
Remember, you write all your songs while you're riding in from West Texas.
You know, I think you're just kidding me. But anyway, Johnny, I'd like to dedicate this particular song to all them fellas up at CBS listening to this show. It's called I Wanna Be With You Always. I'm with you. No one else can do. You're in my heart to stay. But when I'm gone and I'm all alone, I'll be singing this song. I wanna be with you always. And stay there, sweetheart, for always. Got wrong that day, 'cause my love is true, my love is only for you, I'll never be blue, if I can be with you always.
You know, Lefty, I was just listening to you sing that song, and you do a terrific job, but I don't think anybody else in the whole wide world could sing your songs and put them over the way you do.
Well, I'll admit I kind of tailor my song to my size, but there's another fella that recorded a tune I wrote. Sure does fit him, Johnny.
Oh, who would that be, Ray Price?
It sure is. Would you like to hear?
Oh, yes, sir. If it's the one I'm thinking about, I sure would. Hey, Ray, is it the one I'm thinking about?
I think so, Johnny.
Ah, that's swell. Here's Ray Price with a tune he recorded for Columbia, one of the fastest rising records in the whole country, If You're Ever Lonely, Darling.
If you're ever lonely, darling, think of all that I've been through. Long and lonesome night, sweetheart, I've waited on you. Say come in, and you know you have to pay. Maybe, baby, you will learn and change someday. Why, oh, why did you try to deceive me? You've made me blue, sweetheart, both night and day. Saying you're mine, you have it coming, and you know you have to pay. Maybe, baby, you will learn and change someday.
Mighty fine, Ray, mighty fine. But now I want all you fellas to take it easy for just a little while, because I really got a surprise for you. You know, I figured that a good way to end our show would be with a hymn. What do you fellas think? Think that's a good idea? Well, I tell you what. We've got a little lady all the way from North Carolina to do that job for us, too. Her name is Betty Johnson, and we predict that before long she'll be the singing sensation of the hillbilly nation. Betty, it's all yours, honey.
Forgive the sin.
I tell you, that Betty Johnson is really good. Well, there you have it, gentlemen, a thumbnail sketch of our country caravan. In the remaining few minutes of our time, I'd like to give you a little pitch on the opportunities and potentialities of using Dallas as the origination point for CBS's folk music show. Well, sir, we could make a country caravan the biggest folk music show in the whole United States of America,
yeah,
bar none. Yes, sir. Hey, and with the cooperation of KRLD, one of Columbia's oldest affiliates, we know that we can produce a show that'll be a mighty big asset to Columbia, both financially and Hooper-wise. In short, we feel that we can produce a hillbilly show from here in Dallas that'll meet all of Columbia's standards for production on this type of a program. Yes, sir, and I honestly believe that. Billy Jack, send us off with a little bit of Cindy. Yeah.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with an audition of the Columbia Country Caravan and your host, Johnny Hicks. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues, I'm Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Goodman puts Jane on a budget and takes charge of household expenses on the comedy program Easy Aces. As WMKY presents, the Golden Age of Radio.
Well, now we prepare to look in once more at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Ace, now married 8 years. It's just after dinner, and Jane is in the kitchen with the dishes. Mr. Ace has lighted his after-dinner cigar and has settled down to a maze of bills and figures pertaining to household expenses. He seems helpless as he mutters to himself. Listen.
Isn't this awful? I don't know what she can be thinking of to let... Jane! She's fixing to be one of the best-dressed women in the bread line. I never, you know... Jane! Look at this, Bill. I've got to have a heart-to-heart talk with her. I've got to call a halt somewhere. Jane, come here a minute, will you?
What did you say?
I've been calling you, dear. Can't you hear?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you the first two times.
How do you know I called you the two times before you heard me?
Beg pardon?
How did you know I called you twice before you heard me?
Oh, well, you stopped me there.
Yes, I got you. You didn't want to hear me. You knew this was the night I go over these household accounts again, so you conveniently stand out there in the kitchen. No dishes to do because Laura's doing them.
Well, I thought of sure just how
to
do
it. We hired Laura to take care of all that work. You must know that there's going to be a lot of fuss made about these bills, didn't you?
Oh, dear, please don't start that again. I'm doing the best I can.
Yes, doing the best you can to ruin us. What's the matter with you? Can't you run a home on a business-like basis? Every month it's the same. Look, Jane, sit down. Come on. No, not there. Over here by this desk. Sit here.
I'm not tired, dear.
Will you sit down? I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you.
Oh, all right. What about?
About these household bills. They've got to be budgeted or we'll be living from hand to mouth.
What wish do you want to talk about, hand to mouth or heart to heart?
Oh, just sit back and let's talk this over calmly because we're going to have this out all the way through now.
Now what?
Well, no, I won't start out by waving these bills at you. I've done that almost every month now. It doesn't do any good. I just want to know one thing. Look, Jane, how much do you think, just offhand, I mean, how much would it take you to run this house every week?
How much what?
How much money?
I don't know. How much?
I'm not asking riddles. I'm trying to find out from you. You ought to know what it costs for dinners, for laundries, for all the things that it takes to run this house efficiently. You've been spending the money. How much do you think it ought to cost you? I want to know just how much you figure the expenses of this house should run for you and for me and for Marge, not counting the $10 she pays you every week for her room and board.
Oh, in other words, you want to know just how much money...
What other words? There are no other words. I've used them all. Now, look, Jane, I want you to start running this house on a business-like basis. I'm turning this desk over to you. This desk and this brand-new book to keep your accounts in. This one. See?
Bridget.
Budget.
Oh, yes.
I'm turning this whole thing over to you. This is your home. I want you to feel that it's as if it's your business. Just as I have my office, you have your home. I run my office on a business-like basis. We know every cent we spend. We know every cent that comes in. At the end of the week, we know where we stand. Now, that's going to be your job here. You're the boss. Now, all I want to know is just how much money you're going to need to run the house.
Well...
Now, wait a minute. I want you to know first that the figure has to be within reason. After all, you know, I don't make $1,000 a week.
Well, that's just it. I don't know how much you do make. You never tell me. Every time I ask you about business, you don't want to talk about
it. Well, you know that we're making a living. I mean, I average, say, about 100 a week. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but on the whole, it comes to about 100 a week. Now, out of that, I've got things to pay off, insurance and taxes and, you know. Now, I feel that a part of that should be turned over to the running of the home. And above all, that part should be a fixed sum. I mean, the same every week, not like this week. Look at this, a bill for $4 for an end table.
Yeah, well, you know about that. I told you we ought to have another little end table over there by that chair.
I know, Jane, but you remember I asked you how much it would cost? You said you could get one for $5. I gave you the $5. I gave you cash to pay for it. Now I get a bill for it, $4 for an end table.
Oh, well, that's all right, dear. Forget about the dollar. You can owe it to me.
Oh, you what? I gave you $5 cash. What happened to it? You didn't pay for the table.
Well, I saw it at Hammond's for $4, and I charged it.
That's it. That's just the point. You charged it. Now you're coming to the point I'm trying to bring out. From now on, there'll be no charging of anything. I'm going to give you a fixed sum every week to pay for everything. If you do it right, you might even be able to save something out of it. Other women do it, and you can too. It's very simple. You budget yourself. You don't spend more than you can afford.
Oh, that's old-fashioned, dear. Everybody spends more than they can afford.
Well, we won't have to. You can figure out ways to cut down here and there. You'll want to figure out ways when you start keeping books. That's what this book's for.
You mean if I read that book, I can learn how to save money?
You can't read this book. Look, it's blank. Look, just blank pages, all ruled off.
Well, why do you want me to waste my time with a blank book?
It's a budget. You're not wasting your time. You write in this book just where the money goes. Just how much you spend, how much you take in. You'll write in the amount I give you every week and the amount Marge gives you every week. If you sell some old clothes or anything, you make an entry in the book. And you also write down what you spend. You keep track. And if you do that on a strictly business basis, you'll be surprised to find you might even have a profit at the end of the week.
A profit?
Yeah, you know what a profit is, a profit and loss.
Oh, sure. Profit is the money you make, and loss is the money you don't.
Yes, profit is, you know what a profit is, anyhow. The way you've been running things up until now, there hasn't been any profit. Now, how much money do you think you can run the house on every week? How's $25?
$25?
Yes, you ought to do it easily with that.
You mean you'll give me $25 every week?
I will, every week. But out of that, you pay for everything. I don't even have to look at any bills at the end of the week. You've taken care of all that and kept track in this book.
Oh, that would be wonderful. $25 a week.
Maybe I should have said 20.
Well, I could even save money out of that, I guess. Not very much, though.
Well, sure you could. If you cut down on expenses here and there, you'll be finding yourself wanting to do it once you get into the swing of running the home like a business.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Why, you're talking. I knew if I made you see that it's your responsibility, you could see your way clear.
Oh, but this $25 isn't for clothes, too, is it?
Oh, no, just for running the home and odds and ends. You're in charge from this minute on. I'll take care of these bills here from last week. I'll pay every one of them, and you can start with a clean slate.
With a clean budget book, you mean?
Yeah, with a clean budget book. Here, I'll take all these bills up and write checks for them all in the morning. And that's the last batch. From now on, you're boss. There. Come on. The desk is yours. Move in.
Now?
Yes, from this minute on. This is your office, you might say. Sit here.
All right. I'm going to be able to save a lot of money
like that. That's Sarah Jane. Now, what's the day? Tuesday. Well, every Wednesday, I give you $25, and you take the money.
You know what, dear?
What?
You could go on a diet.
On a diet?
Yes, you're getting a double chin anyhow, and look at the
Now, look, Jane, enough of that. $25 is a lot of money. You don't have to start cutting down on my food. I'm talking about cutting down on other things, like charging end tables after I give you the cash. And that's another point you've got to remember. The $25 a week is all you get.
Oh, and the $10 Mars pays me every week.
Yes, well, that's $35 you've got to run things here.
You know what?
What now?
How about raising Marge's room and board?
Raising it? Oh, now, Jane,
Isn't it marvelous how business-like I've gotten all of a sudden?
Well, she's always paid us the $10, practically insisted on it. I never even wanted to take that.
Oh, sure, you don't want to take it. You don't have to pay for things around this house. I'm the one who has to make both ends meet and fish on Friday. It's easy enough for you to say you don't want to take it.
Wait a minute, Jane. You're running away with this idea.
Well, I don't care. This is my office.
Yes, but she's your best friend. I think $10 is enough.
Oh, sure, you think it is. But who has to write everything in this book? And who has
Wait a minute. She's been living with us here for about 3 years. She always paid $10 a week.
Well, 3 years ago isn't now. Look how much higher everything is.
Oh, she's not such an added expense.
Now, don't start telling me the three can live as cheap as one. You know, I'm going to talk to her about it. I won't ask her for too much more. Well, maybe $5 a week more.
Oh, I don't know if she can afford to pay that much more, Jane.
Well, she eats breakfast and dinner here.
Oh, a glass of orange juice and some coffee for breakfast. That's
well,
all.
Do you know how much oranges are now in coffee?
No, how much?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Uh-huh.
Laura's been doing all the marketing, but from now on, I'm going to know. I'm going to have a long talk with Laura.
That's the idea. I don't think it's wise for you to let Laura do all the marketing.
Well, I'll tell her exactly what's happened, how I have charge of the office, and she'll just have to show me where every penny goes.
That's the idea. That's the way business is run.
I'm doing pretty good so far, huh?
Yeah, so far. We'll see at the end of the first week how well you've really done. Now, don't you start coming to me for money. You're on your own.
I am?
Absolutely.
Well, then don't start telling me not to ask Marge for more room and board money.
Well, that's your own problem. I doubt if there'll be anything doing there, anyhow.
You know, I might even make Laura take less. She gets $8. Now, I wonder if she'd work for seven.
Wait a minute. That's no way to run a business. I wouldn't go and ask my girl at the office to take a cut all of a sudden when there's no reason for it.
Well, you just run your office, and I'll run mine.
Oh, I don't know about that, Jane. This is the first time you've had charge of anything like this. You might listen to a few pointers from me. I told you, you ought to run this house like I do my office.
What? And go out and play pool every lunchtime?
Go out and play pool.
Oh, no, I haven't got time
for
that.
All right now, Jane, don't start getting personal.
No, Jane, leave out the pool at lunchtime. Even at that, we're afraid she's going to wind up behind the eight ball. We'll learn more about this new household business venture when next we meet the Easy Aces.
Avoid 5 o'clock shadow.
Use Gem Blades. Use Gem Blades. The kitchens of today can be more beautiful than 1949 because this year there's a better, brighter, self-polishing floor wax. It's 1949 Glow Coat. Yes, bright as it's always been, this year Glow Coat is brighter than ever, better than any. Try 1949 Glow Coat on your linoleum this week.
Well, Mr. Race had a heart-to-heart talk with Jane last night about household economy, insisting that Jane should run the house as he does his office. Mr. Race turned over $25 a week to her and told her she was on her own from now on. Jane liked the idea of operating the home as a business, and here she is the following day at the living room desk explaining the new setup to Laura, the maid. Listen.
And this is the book where I write down everything we spend and everything we take in, like the $25 Mr. Ace gives me every week and the $10 Marge pays me for room and board every week. And maybe sometime if I sell one of Mr. Ace's old suits or something. Everything's got to be written down in this budget book. So that's why I'll be sitting at this desk most of the time now, Laura, and I'll leave all the cooking and cleaning and everything to you. You understand?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Because like Mr. A said, I have to run this house like it was an office, like he runs his office, he said. He keeps track of everything, he told me. I was so surprised.
Well, I declare.
Yes, I didn't think he had time for things like that at the office. I thought he just worked, you know.
Of course.
Well, when he explained to me, it was as clear as day and night.
Uh-huh.
I have to keep track of everything I spend, the outgo, he calls it, and everything I take in, the ingo. Because we can't just go around spending money hiram scarum. There has to be a system, he said. And the system is that he's going to give me $25 every week to pay for everything around the house. And with what Marge gives me, the $10, we've got to have enough to pay for everything. And some left over to save for a rainy day. Of course, there won't be very much left over. We'll just make it a cloudy day. Now, Laura, I want you to help me.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well, what I have to figure out first is how much it costs to buy all the food we eat. How much do we spend, do you know?
Oh, no, ma'am. You see, I'm more on just cooking and cleaning the house and dusting and...
I know, but don't you know how much we spend for everything, like steaks and vegetables?
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm more on cooking
but
and...
But you have to know. You can't just cook things without knowing how much they cost.
But, ma'am, you're the one that tells me what to buy and gives me the money.
Oh, yes, that's right. I wonder how much I've been spending.
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, then you're going to have to keep track of everything you spend. Everything. Even if it's a nickel or something. Just write it down on a piece of paper. You understand?
Well, I'm not very good at writing things down.
You're not?
No, ma'am. You see, I'm more on cooking and cleaning house.
I know, but my gosh, you can keep track of what you spend around the house. Can't you write it down on a piece of paper and then show it to me at the end of the week?
Well, I guess so. If I don't lose the paper.
Oh, you mustn't lose it. It'll upset my budget book. How would it be if you keep track in your mind?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I could do that.
Well, do that, then. And be careful, don't lose your mind. And another thing, we have to try to spend as little as possible. Because $25 a week sounds like a lot of money at first, but things are very high now. And if I'm going to save anything out of the money every week, I have to try to cut down the expenses wherever I... Oh, by the way, about the $8 I pay you every week, Laura.
Yes, and $8.
You wouldn't take $7, would you?
Oh, no, ma'am, I couldn't. Why, my car fares cost me so much every day, going and coming.
Oh, your car fares, huh?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I see. If you had a car, you
oh,
could.
Oh, if I had a car, I could. But the way it is now, and besides, there's my rent. The girl I live with and I, we have to pay $20 a month. She pays $10 and I pay $10.
You pay $10, ma'am?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And I only give you $8. Well, how do you do it?
I don't know, ma'am, but we always pay it.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, I have to figure out how to save money like that, too. Just cut down expenses wherever I can. That's why I thought you could take $7 a week, Laura.
Oh, no, ma'am. I couldn't do that.
Well, if you can't, I'll just scratch this off. I made a note to ask you if you could. There, that's out. Now, the next thing, I have to ask Marge for more money for her room and board. Because I figured out the only way to save money is to take in more money than you pay out, you see? Now, the money you have left over after you pay out everything, that's the profit. And the money you don't have left over is a loss.
Yes, ma'am. But suppose you just come out even.
What?
Suppose you just spend as much as you take in and come out even.
Oh, well, that's a waste of time. Who ever heard of coming out even? You have to come out one way or the other, or what's the good of keeping this book? Come out even. Why, I never heard of
somebody at the door, ma'am.
Oh, I guess that's Mr. Ace. Is that you, dear?
Yes, Jane.
Oh, I didn't know it was this late.
I'd better hurry and finish the dinner, ma'am.
Yes, you better go and finish.
Well, hello.
Hello, dear. I was just explaining to Laura about the budget.
Oh, you were? Well, does she understand what we're driving at?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll do it, sir.
You'll do what?
Keep track in my mind what I spend.
In your mind?
Yeah, she said she'd rather keep track in her mind, dear. She's afraid she'll lose the P-A-P-E-R.
What?
Go ahead and finish the dinner, Laura. Marge will be home pretty soon. I know she'll be starved.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going.
What was all that about keeping track in her mind?
Well, she was afraid she might lose the paper if she kept track on paper, so I told her to just keep it in her mind. She understands, dear.
You explained it to her, of course.
Oh, yes. But I couldn't get her to take $7 instead of $8.
What?
I tried to show her that the less money I spend, the more money I can save at the end of the week. So I asked her if she'd take $7 instead of $8. But she
turned it down.
It's on account of the car fare. If she had a car, she could do it.
A car and a chauffeur, maybe.
Oh, I guess she could drive it herself. Oh, sarcastic, huh?
A car. I never.
Well, I was just talking it over with her. You have to try every way you can to save some money.
That's the spirit, Jane.
Now, the next one I have to try it on is Mars. $10 a week is not very much money.
Oh, Jane, I don't think you ought to ask Marge for more money. After all, she's the one that insisted on paying even the 10. If you remember, you didn't want to take anything at first. Your best friend and all that.
Yes, but that was before I had this budget book. And before I had to start paying everything out of what comes in.
But you don't have to take it out on Marge. You can make a go of things by just watching your P's and Q's.
Pennies and quarters?
Yes, pennies and quarters. Who was it said if you take care of the pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves?
Well, not me. Don't look at me. All I said was that I'm going to talk to Marge about paying more money.
Well, then I don't think you should.
Well, you run your business and I'll run mine.
Oh.
You said that this is my office and all you have to do is give me $25 every week and I have to pay for everything and try to save a little over. And it's very hard on $25 a week.
Well, 35 counting a 10 Marge pays you.
40 counting the $5 more I'm going to ask her for.
$5 more?
Yeah, well, that's not much, especially with everything so high. Look at liver.
Whose?
Liver, 85 cents a pound. I just happened to think of that because we've got liver tonight.
Oh, boy, I'm getting hungry. How long before dinner?
Now, don't change the subject, dear.
I'm not. You were talking about liver, weren't you?
Liver and Marge. After all, if she only knew how much everything is, she'd even say herself she ought to pay more.
Well, if she offered it herself, that wouldn't be so bad. But for you to deliberately come out and ask her for it, I don't know. I'd rather be in the red.
Oh, I'm not going to ask her point blank. I know how to do it.
Well, I don't want to be here when you do. I don't think you should come out and ask your best friend for more money. After all,
I'm not going to ask her like that. I told you, in a roustabout way, I can sort of lead up to it, and she'll understand. Especially after I explain about this budget book and this desk that I'm using like an office and how I want to have a profit left over at the end of the week. Oh, well, there she is now.
Well, I'm going to clean up.
All right, then that'll give me time to talk to her. Just a minute.
Well, can't you wait till after dinner, Jane?
No, I want to tell her now.
Well, good luck to you. I still don't think you should.
Just a second, Marge.
Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello. Dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes.
That's good. I'm starved.
You are?
Yep, I went without lunch today.
Without lunch?
Well, I had a chocolate mullet, but nothing else.
Well, why? Weren't you hungry?
Was I? There have been plenty of lunch hours when I wasn't hungry, but it always happens that the one day I'm the hungriest, that's the day I don't buy lunch.
Well, I don't understand. Why didn't you buy lunch?
Well, I'm cutting down expenses this week.
Oh, you are? Well, that's just what I've been doing.
You? What do you mean?
Well, look, this desk is my office, and this book is a budget book. I'm going to get $25 a week to run the house and enough left over to save a little every week.
Oh, on a budget. Whose idea is that, Aces?
We talked it over last night. He wants me to run this home just like he does his office. Keep track of everything I spend and everything I take in. Now, if what I take in is more than I spend, I'll save some money.
Yes, I think I've heard of that.
What?
Saving money. Some folks can do it.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said a lot of wives do it, and he said I could, too. But the only way I can is to make sure that I take in more than I spend.
Yes, that's about the only way left, Jane. Now, let me see. He gives you 25 a week?
And... Yes, 25. Well, sit down, Marge.
Oh, I think I better go in and clean up a bit.
Well, sit down just a minute. Right here in my office.
In your office, huh?
Yes, I want to talk to you.
To me? What about?
Well, what we've been talking about. Do you know that liver is 85 cents a pound?
No, I didn't. I could eat about $2 worth right now.
There, you see. Imagine how high everything is. Remember that chicken we had the other night?
Well, I remember the face. I don't recall the name.
Oh, Marge, you're so repulsive. Yes. Well, that costs 38 cents a pound. And you take lamb.
I'll take anything. Jane, you're killing me. I told you I didn't eat anything today. I know everything's high. That's the main reason I'm cutting out a lunch a week. I kind of overstepped myself on my fall suit. I spent too much money.
You did?
Yes, but it's worth 100 lunches. Wait till you see it. I just couldn't resist it, even if I knew I couldn't afford it. If that boss of mine knew what clothes cost these days, he'd give me a raise. But with lunches what they are and clothes what they are, I have to be very careful of that $25 I get every week.
$25 you get, huh?
Well, it amounts to only 15 after I pay you my 10. Now, you know, Jane, no self-respecting girl can get along on 15 a week, not and look like anything.
15 a week.
Well, it's not even 15, counting car fares and odds and ends I manage to pick up every time I see something I like. It comes down to about 5 a week.
5 a week?
That's about all. And for the next few weeks, it'll be even less than that until I get this new suit all paid for. So you see, Jane, the $15 I get doesn't go far. That is, it's only 15 after I pay you your 10. It's the struggle.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe if you only paid me 5.
Oh, then that would be a different story. But as it happens, I'll pay you 10.
Oh, but I don't like to see a struggle, Marge. I could make it 5.
You could?
Well, I don't want you to go without lunches, Marge, after all.
Well, you're a pal, Jane. I don't know how to thank you.
And there goes Jane's budget beginning to show long red streaks already. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY and the Adventures of Goodman and Jane Ace on Easy Aces. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows on the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at this same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.